We've just been joined by a vision of loveliness. Ali's in as well, but Hannah's in too. Morning, Hannah. How are
Morning,
you?
Morning. I'm really good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Do you know what? It's a pleasure, and I love your accent.
Thank you.
I normally don't do northern accents because, you know, but I love the Bolton accent.
Yeah, I'll try not to be too northern.
No, please do. I love it, honestly. Bolton!
Extra northern today.
So how long have you lived on the island?
I've been on the island living for nearly 13 years, but I've been coming here on my holidays since I was about four.
Oh, and you must obviously love it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you go back home a lot?
Less so these days, usually weddings, funerals.
Yeah.
Christenings, Christmas.
Yeah.
But yeah. We go up for a top-up once in a while of, like, balm cakes and stuff.
But this is home.
This is home, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and so what do you do? You're a training consultant.
And a heritage consultant, which I know sounds like a slightly strange combination. But my last job, I worked for the National Trust, and you have to wear a lot of hats. So when I started my own business at the beginning of this year, I decided to take the two things that I enjoyed most out of my last job, which was the history side, so the heritage, do research, writing, public speaking, and the training side, so do food hygiene training, customer service training, yeah, just helping people be better at what they do, really.
Crikey, there's a lot there, isn't there?
Well, I'd like to keep myself busy. I get in trouble otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming to the food side in a moment, but doing what you do, do you have to have a good knowledge of Isle of Wight history? Is that...
I've gained a good knowledge of Isle of Wight history. I used to work at the Needles Old Battery, and I went in there as a 22-year-old who knew nothing, and then by the time I left, after 12 and a half years, I was a fairly expert on Victorian fortifications. I've done a GCSE in archaeology at the Isle of Wight College, not long after I moved down, which had lots of island history, but I'm a history buff. I love anything old and crusty, really.
Old and crusty.
Like us then, we're nearly 50.
Well, you are 50. Don't you remember you had that 50th last week?
And you've only got 2 days.
This isn't your time now, this is Hannah's time. So why would we call upon you then, Hannah, to help out?
Well, when I finished at the National Trust, I had gathered a wealth of sort of skills, and I wanted to try and give something back. So over the last 10, 15 years, heritage has lost a lot of funding with government cuts and things like that. So a lot of the smaller museums don't have any full-time staff. Many of them are staffed by volunteers. And the idea of Sudney Heritage is that we can come in and give you some professional advice and consultation, which you might not normally be able to get using my background. As well as working for the National Trust, I also spent some time working at the National Maritime Museum and the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. So I've got some experience of working in national museums as well. So the idea is to help these smaller institutions who might not be able to get sort of my calibre of professionalism in to help them to perhaps improve an exhibition or write a new guidebook or look at a tour or how to recruit volunteers. So in Volunteering Week, that's a big thing that's going on at the moment, and encouraging people to be involved, but also helping them build proper plans so that their businesses and their museums can be open and available for a long time.
Do you know what? You must have a hell of a CV.
It's quite long.
I'm picking up a lot of knowledge here.
I had a few issues trying to get it on the standard 2 pages when I was applying for
jobs. Crikey, I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised. So what sort of small... What would you call a small company? Small company, you don't have to name them, but...
Heritage Institute. So we've got loads of them on the Isle of Wight. So we've got places like the Ventnor Heritage Museum, East Cowes Heritage Centre, the Ryde Heritage Museum, which has just won that nice big award from the Queen this week. So that kind of thing. But also, I've also done some work with places like Northwood House. So really, anyone who wants to produce an exhibition, who wants to tell a story about where they are, I can help out with that.
Brilliant. I mean, there's a lot of questions I want to ask you, but Sudney?
See, it's Sudney. It's industry spelt backwards, so we like to look at things in a slightly different way. Ah. My partner, who's also a part of the business, is an engineer, and it came from his head. So yeah, we shortened it to Sudney for short, because it doesn't fit on a Twitter handle, it's too long, and two, it's a little bit difficult to pronounce, it sounds like Scandinavian a little bit, so yeah, we just shortened it to Sudney to make it easier.
Okay, so, but you also do, like, you're a trainer in level 2 and 3 food safety as well?
Yes, I am.
All right. So crikey, there's a lot. I mean, you've got two cards. Two cards in one here.
I've got
you?
One business card with each business on each side. Yeah,
that's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, trying to put a website together was quite fun too.
Yeah, I would imagine. Bit tight as well, though. Having
absolutely.
One card,
yeah. Well, you know, small business, you've got to save money while you can.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great idea. We've actually done this exactly the same thing, Victus Radio and the training school as well. So, I mean, which do you want to plug most? I mean, you know, which would you want to be involved in most? I mean, either side. I mean, you look at the level 2 and 3 food safety, I would imagine there's loads of people that need training in this.
Yeah, and we try to offer a slightly different way of training. So, as you can tell, I'm quite relaxed and informal. So, I've done quite a few level 3 trainings, which tends to be quite stressful because it's a long 3-day course. But I have, I was going to bring one in actually, but I forgot him. Some furry germs that we do when we talk about all the different food poisoning bacteria, so you can play with an E. coli, and it helps to break the ice a little bit and make the less academic people understand things a little bit more. So we're all about making things, well, we say everything with a smile, so we don't take anything too seriously.
I'm pretty sure you didn't have to bring any germs. There's enough germs out there. We got enough, thanks. When you leave in the morning, when you get up in the morning, do you have to, you know, which hat do you put on, and how do you get, I mean, this is a stupid question, probably, but when you get dressed in the morning, is it for health and hygiene, or is it the other side?
Or does it matter? Well, I work from home, so I'm usually in my pyjamas, but, you know, if I'm going out to do actual work, having done the job with the National Trust for my entire career, I've always worn at least 2 or 3 hats on any day.
Right.
So it's the way my career's always gone. I've got very good at switching from one thing to another. I always have a heritage eye, so if I go anywhere, I'm looking at banners and signage and if people are nice to me and how the welcome is, because for me that's the most important thing. And also, you know, if I go and eat out in a restaurant, I might notice if the chef's smoking outside the back door wearing his chef's whites. So whatever I do, it's always being very alert, because that's kind of, it's the attention to detail, and that I think that's why it works for both things, because it's just having that eye for detail, and that's what works for either the heritage side, you know, making sure that what you're doing is thorough and well presented, or for the food hygiene side is making sure, you know, your records are upkept, and as a manager keeping an eye on your staff and that kind of thing. So yeah, I've always done it, so it's not difficult to know. It's just making sure you don't have your high heel shoes on in the kitchen. That's the only thing you've got to remember.
Alright, so have you got some overalls in the car?
Yes.
Overalls in the car, ready to go?
Overalls in the car and Wellington boots. Yeah.
And Wellington boots as well. Now the Wellington boots won't be worn in the kitchen.
They will not, no.
No. So do you ever get mixed up and you know,
No, so far I always remember to wash my hands between going from one job to the next. It's not too hard for me. I think I must be a very good multitasker.
Well, there's just a vast difference between the two jobs, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, exceedingly.
You get up one day and think, oh crikey, I've left what I need at home. I've left me whites at home, or I've got me wellies but I haven't got me whites. I mean, you must get that all the time, or you
I have had a few panic moments when I've realised I've not had things and had to quickly dash back to East Coast in the car. But I'm fairly good, pretty well organised, so I'm usually okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one car? I mean, you've got one card.
One car
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's fascinating how you juggle that. I mean, most people struggle with juggling a family and a job, but you got two jobs.
No family, so I only have the jobs.
Oh, right, okay. Well, that's all right then.
that makes things easier.
That makes it a hell of a lot easier, doesn't it? So, how do we get hold of you? And why would we get hold of you? If you wanted to, you know, someone... I mean, do you just turn up when there's a problem at, say, a restaurant or something like that, or do you get called? How does it work?
I haven't just turned up yet.
No.
I think that it's something I could do.
Right.
But generally, the best... I've had a look at the few of the council scores on the doors and approached a few of the restaurants that haven't done so well to find out if they'd like any extra training. And for the heritage side, I've been approached by people who have wanted me to do different things. But I'd really like to push at the moment is I'm doing some heritage walks over the summer. So every week during the... from sort of now till September time, I'm hoping to do a bit of a history walk so I can pass some of my knowledge on. Got one for cows and one for Newport at the moment, so
right.
You can join me, learn a little bit about the history, get some fresh air. Hopefully it'll stop blowing a gale and it might look like summer too, and so I won't need my Wellingtons.
Well, that to me, that side of things is such an interesting thing, the history of the Isle of Wight, because I say even you know, me, I've lived here most of my life, you know, there's things that I probably have no idea, you know, the history of. So, I mean, you come down and you've kind of learnt probably more than we've never ever learnt, if that makes sense. But then to have to put the other hat on and say, right, okay, I'm going around to a restaurant now to teach food hygiene. I mean, that just blows your mind, doesn't it? It really does. You know, I'd have to have a day or so to get ready with that. But you could, I expect you just step out of one role that morning and you've got to go and do something else.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
How do people working in restaurants take to you going in and sort of saying, hey, look, you've got to work on this and you've got to work on that?
So far, fairly well. I think that if people have had their food hygiene audit from the environmental health, they'll probably know where's going wrong.
Yeah.
So it's probably not a surprise to them. And you know, things like the level 2 training is it's really interesting to do. As someone who's interested in food or not, it's quite interesting to see how, you know, the record keeping that you have to do for the legal side of it. But alongside that, you know, you feel like you thought you went out on a Saturday night and you had a few too many pints of beer, and actually what you had was food poisoning, and it's looking at the signs and symptoms. And I think most people, even if you've not got an interest in it, would find, you know, the course quite an interesting thing. And
yeah.
So far most people are quite enthusiastic about doing it, find it quite interesting, and they know that at the end of the day it's good for them because it helps boost their staff's morale. You know, good training means that people understand their jobs more.
Sure.
And as well as that, it means that they get a better rating, and essentially then we can all go and enjoy our Friday night meal out or our birthday celebrations without worrying about getting poorly.
Absolutely. Okay, hear to that. So what I was going to say is I was just going to ask you one silly question, if you don't mind, because I've always been intrigued. When my wife and I got together, we had this issue where she wouldn't worry where she put the uncooked meat in the fridge. And I always say, and you're going to back me up here, you should put it on the bottom shelf, all
absolutely
right?
Absolutely.
Because otherwise, if there is any leakages, it's not going to go over all your stuff. But then what's always intrigued me is directly underneath that is your salad box.
Yeah.
So is that common sense? Is that, you know, what do you say when people say to you, you know, oh, that same thing?
That's fridge manufacturers for you.
Yeah.
But commercial kitchens, you know, where you have to apply to these rules, will generally not have a salad box in the bottom of their fridge. So if you're eating out in your local takeaway, that should be fine. But actually at home, I keep my chicken in one of my salad drawers because I know it can't go anywhere, and then I can stick it through the dishwasher so I know it's clean.
See?
But yeah, always keep it at the bottom so it doesn't drip. You don't want any contamination.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So yeah, keep your chicken away from your cream cakes. It's never a good combination.
Hey, look, it's lovely to meet you, and I think it's really great what you do. I really do. How do we get hold of you if we need you?
You can find us at seeatsudney.co.uk, which is industry spelt backwards if you're worried how to spell it, or you'll find us on facebook.com/seeatsudney or on Twitter @sudneyheritage and @sudneytraining.
Okay. Hannah, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, and have a lovely birthday.
I'll try my very best.